Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
The cattle futures market finished lower today, especially in the feeder cattle. We got weaker about in the last hour or so of trade, but October feeder cattle down a buck here at 174.72. We're right by the index, even though we've still got about 3 weeks to go. The index is 174.92, down 77. The November feeders down 80 at 175.62. The January is down a buck 25 here at 176.60. March is down $1.60 at 178.30. So quite a bit of sell-off out there. We're near the lows. About a week ago, we went just below 178. So we're not there yet, but we're below the moving averages and trending lower at this point in the feeder cattle. Now, live cattle, on the other hand, were steady with October unchanged at 145.32. The December's up 17 at 148.05. The February's up 12 at 151.75. So steady market there to finish the week. And then the hogs also overall steady with the October up 57 at 92.95. The December's down 62 here at 77.15. This week's cash trade looks like it's going to be about 144 in the south, 146 to 148 in the north. Carcass weights are down about 3 pounds this week, or three pounds this week from last week at 915 pounds. So October live cattle options expire today. First notice day is Monday for the October lives.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, and Fife Rangus Farms presents the 2022 Annual Female Production Sale, Saturday, October 8th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at side. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauctions.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
The grain futures market generally higher today. We had corn up anywhere from 6 to 8, with December 7 and 3 quarters higher at 683 and a quarter. Still kind of an inside day. Really, for the last 40 or so calendar days, we've been right here at these levels. The bean market up today, up 8 to 9, November at 1367. It's been trending lower and below the moving averages. And then the wheats were up anywhere from 1 to 7 cents. Cotton today up about 130, with December at 84.33. One major factor impacting the logistics of the corn and beans especially is the Mississippi River. Barge freight rates have skyrocketed. They can't get barges down the river, and places are actually moving it by truck down the basically down a highway that is next to the river. So it's kind of crazy to see that the drought is really making an impact, and this is really the most important part of the year as the new crop hits the market and trying to get to the export market and can't do it. So probably going to lose some sales to South America, especially in the next few, probably 5 or 6 months from now, whenever that market comes alive. Also, the U.S. dollar index being so high, that's a major factor, of course, of the exports. Currently, the Dow's down 730, with the Dow at 29,250.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.